Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show, where we jump into some of the best of my motivational quotes. Hey, y'all, been asking for this for a long time, and we finally put it together for you. Every single day, I do a new 60-second audio sort of my best quotes or of coaching that we put on Instagram. And I have just gotten such an outpouring of love for these. As you can see, each of them tends to get, you know, tens and tens of thousands or tens of tens of tens of thousands of views. So much love for these. And basically what I've done is if you haven't seen it, please follow me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. And what I like to do is post an actual quote of mine that I've written from one of my six books, or, you know, the thousands of blogs and articles that I've done. And what I like to do is just grab a little bit of a quote, maybe it's 2 to 3 sentences. And so I read the quote on Instagram, and then I just go off on that quote for like 60 seconds. So literally just 1 minute of fire, as much as I can, pretty much every single day on Instagram that I created originally.
And people just wanted like a roundup of those. So finally, somebody actually DM'd me on Instagram and said, man, you should do a mashup of all of these on your podcast. These are like friggin' inspiring. They're insightful. They're motivational because they're some of the best of what I've written. And I think you'll really enjoy these. It's kind of a funny format because each of them was only 60 seconds. And we're stringing together a bunch of them from this week for you right here in what we're going to call the motivational quotes episodes. I hope you'll really enjoy that. So without further ado, enjoy these 60 seconds of motivation for your day, my friend. If you really like these, make sure you're following me on Instagram. And also, just do me a simple favor that I know you guys are liking these. Take a screenshot of wherever you're listening to this, post it up on your socials, and use hashtag The Brendan Show. That way I can see who's really engaging with these motivational quote sessions. And we'll be doing some giveaways this week and over the next couple of weeks. So make sure you use a hashtag, The Brendan Show, when you post about these motivational quotes sessions. With that, let's go. An example of the kind of conduct you wish to see in the world. Don't expect love, excellence, or generosity if you do not radiate such things. Everybody has such high expectations of other people. Well, other people should be so caring. Other people should still be attentive. Other people should be so appreciative. Other people should be more detail-oriented. And yet often they lack the own congruence themselves. We shouldn't wish the world to be a positive, beautiful, amazing, incredible, healthy, loving, generous place if we don't also demand that of ourselves and show up that way personally, consistently. It's like if you're not being your absolute best self and really working towards that and showing that and demonstrating that, then you don't get to complain about other people's behavior. That should just be logical. Let's be people of integrity and congruent and be our best. Number one, after you've achieved success, you still have to wake up and deal with you. Number two, master your thoughts now before the climb gets steeper. Number three, seeking validation or worth from others saddens your soul. Number four, how you feel won't change much with more things. So honor and love yourself now or never. This is so important because I really believe so many people strive, and as they strive, they're so dissatisfied, so frustrated, so mad at themselves, so just in a bad place emotionally and mentally and physically. And what they're trying to do with that, what they don't realize is they're actually training themselves to be that person, dissatisfied, unhappy, unhealthy. They're training themselves because as you strive, so you become. And so choose to strive and bring the joy and master your mind now. Emotionally create the reality you want now. Let's go, Team HPX. Today's 4 points. Number one, stop being so fixated on your flaws. Every day you beat yourself up. You get mad about your weaknesses. You make fun of yourself. You don't like your body. You don't like how you think. You don't like your life. And the things that are challenging you, maybe some of those flaws, maybe those things that you just feel like, gosh, this is not right in me, are cue points to either let it go and accept yourself, or cue points to say, let me get better. Number two, you can improve without tearing yourself down with judgment. You don't have to judge yourself negatively to improve. We think that we have to be so militaristic in that way, like tear yourself down to build yourself up. Not true. Number three, you are worthy, period. Nothing else to say. Number four, you're ready and capable, so take action to gain confidence. Confidence is not something you have, it's something you generate by being congruent with who you are and consistent in your action, so let's go get it. Look, if you're always tired, you can't serve at your highest level of potential. Get some rest, eat better, take care of yourself, my friend. We need you. You don't understand how many people need you on your A game, but you keep making compromises in the short term, thinking that in the long term, you'll have more time for sleep and sanity and joy and peace and just a normal, healthy way of experiencing the world. But if you're always depleted, if you're always, having to caffeinate yourself to survive and get through the day, and then guess what? You're really just addicted to this feeling that feels like normal, but it's not.
like you're operating at a high level, but you're depleted and you don't realize how that's affecting your relationships negatively, your output negatively, your ability to produce and create meaningful, great creativity and leadership. So get some rest. Never believe you are above or below anyone. Keep a humble spirit, my friend. You know, it's so tragic to me that so many people, as they are down deeps in the depths of pain, start judging other people. Or as they climb and climb and climb and become more and more successful, they judge other people. And it's like their entire journey from, you know, heartache to breakthrough to success is often defined by judging other people. By at one point feeling lower than other people, other points feeling higher than other people. But what if you could just see yourself arm in arm with humanity? What if you could just realize that you're no better, no worse, that you're just another human following the same narrative, the same story of humanity's entire story? There's only two stories in the human narrative, struggle and progress. We all go through struggle and we all progress. So be honoring of other people. Never fear leaving a toxic environment. Be true and caring to yourself. Trust there is peace and positivity out there. My friend, yes, it's difficult when people you have cared for, invested in, believed in, and loved turn their back on you or become negative or become toxic. The first move is to be empathetic and understanding and try to see if something has shifted in their life and they're just in a bad place, a bad spot. The second move is to ask, hey, is this a pattern? Is this who this person is? Is the pattern the personality? Is the pattern the personality? And number three, to always give yourself hope, love, trust, faith, self-respect enough to demand better behavior for them, to confront that behavior. And if they are not going to change, if they are not going to try, if they are not part of the process in improving your lives and living your best lives, then maybe it is time for that great goodbye. Okay, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this motivational session here on The Brendan Show. And listen, please do yourself a favor. If you like this type of thing, imagine spending 2 hours of training with me live every month where I get to mentor you on how you can reach your highest levels of performance and potential in every single thing you do in your life. That program is called High Performance Mentoring. And you can go to brendan.com/monthly to join that program. That's brendan.com/monthly. And you can join our High Performance Mentoring program. It's where I go live every single month. And obviously when you join our mentoring program, it's just, I'm doing everything I can to coach you, to cheer you on, to share my latest insights from all my studies in neuroscience, positive psychology, behavioral economics, everything that I do to really just build my brand, build my life, and share every insight I can learn about strategies, ideas, and tools to improve your life. Go to brendan.com/monthly for a special to join that membership right now. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan.
And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.